Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, day after Labor Day. I guess the world is the first official day of no more summer. And I'm excited about that because fall is actually my favorite season. I'm going to apologize in advance for my froggy voice. I have a little bug that is on the way out of here, but I just wanted to apologize for that in advance. But healing is here this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading from Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for. Jeremiah 29:11. This scripture is so powerful in so many ways. This morning, I wanted to speak to you in reference to the lies of the enemy, the lies of the voices in your head, people who doubt you, who don't believe your future is a future of prosperity, a future that you hope for, that you speak, that you declare, things that you know that God has spoken to you, has shown you, has given you a glimpse of. The enemy will come and try to lie to you and make you think that that is not true. But this scripture says, I alone know the plans I have for you, and that I is God. God alone knows the plans that he has for you. He alone knows that your future is bright. So he created the future for you. He created the plan. He gave you all the things that you speak, the changes that you want to make, the things, the goals that you have, that you're striving. He gave you that. And he gives it to you in a way that you hope for it. Because the scripture says, plans to bring about the future you hope for. So today I pray that you would shut the enemy up, shut the enemy up, shut the lies up, and stand on the future that God has told you. Stand on the future that you hope for. Stand on knowing that God only wants you to prosper. He doesn't want you to be a failure. You are not a failure in God's eyesight. You are not a failure to him. He's already declared victory over your life, so now is your turn to stand in it, stand on that, stand on this word, and declare and decree victory over your life, and not what others and the enemy says about you. Father God, we thank you for a breath this morning. We thank you for this new life, Lord God, to wake up, Lord God, and be free and be pure, Lord God, in who you called us to be this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you would use us, Lord God, for your purpose, for your glory, for your love, for your kindness, Lord God, to others, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that your spirit will shine upon us, Lord God, over our minds, Lord God, and remind us who we are in you. Remind us of the thoughts that you've given to us, the visions, the hope that you've given to us, Lord God. Renew us, Lord God, today, Lord God, so that we can stand on those words of promises, Lord God, so that we may stand, Lord God, and be who you call us to be. The enemy doesn't have a chance over our lives. We declare to be formulated, trying to take us off of our goals, take us off of our change action that we're trying to do, Lord God. None of that matters because the enemy is already defeated. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. We thank you, Lord God, for your love on this beautiful Tuesday. May this be a week of prosperity across the board. May this be a week of healing, Lord God. May this be a week of growth, Lord God. May this be a week, Lord God, to shine like never before for your glory. Lord God, we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, we give you the worship. We thank you, Lord God, this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray and give you all thanks. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. be great, be blessed, be loved. Know that the plans are for you to be prosperous, to be amazing, to be great, to shine for the Lord, not to be what the enemy is trying to lie, tell you who you used to be or who you always will be or who you're not going to be. That is not God speaking to you, okay? Have an amazing day. God bless you, and I love you.